Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Whole and partial blocks of the Cook Inlet Outer Continental Shelf, including areas indicated as Kenai, Sildovi, and Iliamna, will be offered as part of a lease sale scheduled for December 30th of this year. Cook Inlet Outer Continental Shelf Oil and Gas Lease Sale 258 will offer for lease 193 blocks in the northern part of the Cook Inlet Planning Area in federal waters, stretching roughly from Calgon Island in the north to Augustine Island in the south. In compliance with the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management announced it will offer approximately 958,222 acres off Alaska's south central coast and a lease sale scheduled for December 30th. The IRA indicated BOEM will hold the sale by December 31st of 2022. The lease sale will be accessible via link on www.boem.gov/AK258 starting at 9 a.m. Alaska time, 1 p.m. Eastern time on December 30th. The final notice of sale, a copy of the record of decision affirming the sale, a map of lease area, and instructions for bidding are available on the story at radiokenai.com. Kenai Peninsula Harley-Davidson, the Salvation Army, and the Soldotna Police Explorer Post 426 have teamed up for the 2022 Harley-Davidson Toy Drive. Donations of new unwrapped toys and donations of cash are being accepted at the Kenai Peninsula Harley-Davidson store at 41605 Sterling Highway in Soldotna, with cash donations needed by December 3rd and a toy drop-off through December 10th. Cash donations to the Explorer Post 426 need to be made by December 3rd to allow for the purchase of toys by the Explorers. Kenai Peninsula Harley-Davidson's Dean Hall explained the need for action now.
In years past, we have worked hard to fill crates of toys for kids on the Kenai Peninsula here through the Salvation Army. We're a collection point for them. Last year, we delivered 5 crates of toys. This year, we haven't filled a crate yet. Unfortunately, though, we have to have drop-off of these toys on the 10th of December. That way that Salvation Army can get everything ready for folks to come in and get toys for those in need.
Cash donations to the Explorer Post 426 will be used on a shopping spree by Explorer members. Soldotna Police Sergeant Tobin Brent explains the Explorer's role.
Partnered up with the Harley-Davidson and Kenai Salvation Army to try to raise money so that our Explorer group can go out and buy as many toys as possible and supply them to kids in need this Christmas. So any cash that is donated to the Soldotna Police Explorers group during the holidays, we take the money out and the kids shop for toys. So the people at home don't have to. They've already been out fundraising, and we try to get as much money as possible, and we'll keep taking money until the 3rd of December, which will give us enough time to shop and then bring it up and donate it at the Harley shop.
For more details, you can contact the Kenai Peninsula Harley-Davidson or the Soldotna Police Explorers. You'll find contact information on the story at radiokenai.com. A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment charging David Wade Anderson with kidnapping and being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. Anderson, age 49, of Wasilla, was arrested on November 3rd by Alaska State Troopers and remains in custody at Anchorage Correctional Complex. Anderson also faces State of Alaska charges of attempted murder, kidnapping, sexual assault, sexual abuse of a minor, robbery, assault, misconduct involving controlled substance, and tampering with evidence. Anderson is a registered sex offender based on a 2001 conviction of sexual assault in the first degree in Kenai. To read more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. KSRM is the home of the Seattle Seahawks, and they're throwing it back to the 90s. The team is set to bring back their 1990s-era throwback uniforms for the 2023 season as part of the NFL Classic Uniform Program. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.